From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. At least 48 people are reported to be dead, with dozens more wounded in Kabul, Afghanistan, while people were lined up ahead of elections.
According to officials, most of them were waiting in line to receive identity cards.
After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast, and when I arrived at the scene, we helped many wounded people to carry them to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards.
It's the most serious attack in Kabul since about 100 people were killed in January. Security remains a major problem ahead of upcoming elections. A legislative vote is planned later this year, followed by a presidential poll in 2019. Afghanistan's President Ghani has been under heavy pressure from his international partners to ensure the elections are held this year. But there is widespread skepticism that they will take place.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. China said Sunday it welcomes the news that the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is considering a trip to Beijing to talk about trade. Mnuchin saying over the weekend he's contemplating the visit to China for discussions on issues that have global leaders concerned about a potentially damaging trade war that could undercut a global economic recovery. Tensions have escalated between the U.S. and China over Beijing's attempts to challenge America's technological prowess, raising the prospects of a trade war that could hinder global economic growth. And family and friends have gathered Sunday to mourn an Albuquerque woman who died after a Southwest Airlines plane she was on blew an engine in midair. The service was held at the University of New Mexico campus, her alma mater. This is VOA. An International Chemical Weapons Monitor Group said a team of inspectors collected samples Saturday at the site of an alleged gas attack 2 weeks ago in the Syrian town of Douma. Syrian government forces, meanwhile, continue to use aircraft and artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group in a bid to enforce an evacuation deal reached by the militants. UNRWA spokesman Chris Guinness says thousands of homes have been destroyed and a refugee camp transformed into a death camp.
After days of intense clashes on the ground and artillery fire, thousands of homes have been destroyed. We can confirm that two Palestinian refugee civilians have been killed. Yarmouk was a refugee camp transformed into a death camp akin to one of the lower rungs of hell. Things were absolutely beyond inhumane for the people trapped there and for the civilians in Yarmouk today. We are extremely concerned because things are getting worse by the hour.
That's UNRWA spokesman Chris Guinness. Israel's justice minister is vowing to help Ethiopia's Jews immigrate to Israel as soon as possible during a rare visit to Ethiopia. Ailet Shaked visited the synagogue in Addis Ababa on Sunday. And this is reportedly her first official visit to Africa. She came to find out more about the situation of Ethiopia's estimated 8,000 remaining Jews. Ethiopian community members have been permitted to immigrate over the past two decades in limited bursts that have left hundreds of families torn apart. Days of protests in Nicaragua over a Social Security overhaul have resulted in the deaths of at least 10 people, including a journalist reporting live via Facebook. Some rights groups estimate the death toll since Wednesday, when the demonstrations began, is as high as 25. Several former U.S. presidents were among the hundreds of mourners paying respects on Saturday to former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died on Tuesday at the age of 92. The former First Lady selected her second oldest son and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush to deliver the eulogy.
Demonstrators have been protesting against planned Social Security reform since last week. Nicaraguan army troops have been deployed around the mayor's office in the capital, Managua, to protect those offices. The violent demonstrations were triggered by the new Social Security measures, which established an increase in contribution and a deduction of 5% from pensions. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
And that was Steve Norman talking about the situation in Nicaragua. Barbara Bush was the wife of the 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush, the country's 43rd president. I'm Lori London, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.